When I went to school back then, Scottsdale was still a small town with dirt roads. A lot of us came from farm families, and we even had our own horses. A few kids even had fancy Arabians. I had an inexpensive little Indian pony, but my mother constantly reminded me that I had the only $35 saddle on a $15 horse. We went all over the place on those horses, and some of us even rode them to school, especially the ones that lived a long way from town. We wouldn't tie them up or anything, just leave them out in the schoolyard to graze. Of course, the problem with that was that the horses would nibble on one clump of grass and then spot a juicy one a few feet away, move on to that for a while, and then think, that one over there looks pretty good, and move just a little further until they had gotten way outside the schoolyard. Well, we'd look out the windows every once in a while and make sure they were still there. But I can tell you there was no worse feeling than the panic that struck us when we couldn't see them anymore. I, for one, knew my parents would not be pleased to lose that $35 saddle. So when one of the horses had wandered off, we'd have to go running after them across the field and bring them back. I never saw a horse go too far, but chasing after them was a good way to get out of math.